In the past, Furness High School has been through its ups and downs, but over the past 3.5 years, Furness has now become a model of what all neighborhood high schools should be in the city of Philadelphia. When myself and other Furness students found out that our school was on a list of potential school closures, we were shocked. Our school has made so much improvement that it just doesn't make sense to shut our school down. Brianna Williams, a senior at Furness, explains the progress that she has seen.
Furness has improved with the attendance and everything. Like, students come to school like on time, and like, cause everyone used to be late all the time and like uncaring. And also like our test scores have gone up, and I think it's from the support of like all the teachers. Like, the teachers really started caring for the students, and everything, like everything around, like attitudes and everything, really started to improve.
Brittany Butler, a junior, talks about the strengths of Furness School's community.
Well, from what I observed, when I first came here, the first thing I saw was the relationship, how strong the relationship was between Mr. McKenna and the students. And I feel like that helped the Furness family grow and develop because they were able to communicate.
Mr. McKenna, the principal of Furness, states how the school has changed under his leadership.
Well, I think that we've done a much better job here at Furness of listening to our students and taking into consideration that they are key stakeholders in what's going on in the building. When students come with ideas, we try to listen to them. We've added activities, and I think that's made a big difference in our school in terms of debate, ping pong club, multiple community service outlets for students. I think that student voice is key, has been a key factor in the school improving. You know, when students are here, students are happy, and students are actively engaged in academics.
Students now have access to great resources and advanced technology that they didn't have before. This sets us apart from other neighborhood high schools that barely have enough books for each student.
I think we've upgraded the technology in this building. You know, before I got here, there were 0 Promethean boards in classes. This year, we have 25 classrooms fitted with Promethean technology. We've upgraded graphing calculators. So all of our juniors, all 175, have an Inspire calculator, which is the top-of-the-line graphing calculator. So we've upgraded in that sense. And we're going to continue to do that. You know, we were just awarded the SIG, the School Improvement Grant from the federal government. That's going to bring $500,000 in each year over the next 3 years, and there are other grants we are working on. So I think that we need to continue to upgrade technology because it changes rapidly. So that's going to be one of the goals that we have here at the school.
Philadelphia Student Union Furness Chapter wanted to fight to keep Furness open. With this fight, we coordinated with our principal to take action. Next, we strategized with our fellow classmates and schoolmates. With this came a 2-week recruitment of students to make our chapter bigger and stronger. We then reached out to other ally organizations in South Philadelphia to stand with us in our action. After that, we wrote a letter to Acting Superintendent Nuttery. The letter outlined students' arguments of why Furness should be kept open. Lastly, Brittany Butler, who you heard earlier in this piece, represented Furness students by testifying at a school reform commission meeting. After taking all these actions to save our school, we had to sit and wait to hear the final verdict. November 2nd, 2011, the final report was released. Of the 9 schools on the list that would be closed, Furness was not one of them. This victory showed what happens when students and communities organize to make their voices heard. At least for now, we can plan a bright future at Furness High School.
My hope and my goal is to continue to lead the school in the positive trend that we've been moving in, to continue to be able to put together the best academic program for our students. If I'm blessed to still be the principal here in 5 years, I think what I need to continue to do is listen to the students.
So there you have it. I am Bernard Niesman for On Blast with Philadelphia Student Union.